Let's do it.
Let's get her done.
I'm ready.
You know, Dave,
here we go.
Last week, you were like a gal in the first stages of a relationship. All of a sudden, I didn't hear from you. I didn't know where you were. You never reached out.
Yeah. It's not you, it's me.
Yeah. I invented the it's not you, it's me. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Good to be back.
You you snuck away for a little bit?
I did. We made it down back to the old stomping grounds down in Alabama.
Oh, you made a little Gulf Shores run?
Yeah, a little beach time, a little shrimp time, a little Yingling time.
A little Jimmy Buffett time.
A little Jimmy Buffett time, a little Kenny Chesney time.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Did you drive down?
Sunshine. We drove down, yep. The whole fam damily, as they say.
Uh-huh. You were Clark Griswold?
I was Clark Griswold, yep. I had the in-laws, the outlaws, my daughters.
Very cool.
Everybody came, yeah.
And then you come right back to a pile of work.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're trying to... Today is... I shouldn't even be here right now. Today... But I needed a beer, to be honest with you. Today is the big day for the Blue Eyed Blonde. My wife, Marie, is opening the bookseller.
Ah,
the Knuth bookseller kickoffs today. We got wine walk tonight. We got a wedding this weekend.
We've got a big cool down, too. So it's going to get people in the mood for holiday shopping.
Yeah.
And you guys got that bookstore open right in the nick of time.
We do, yeah. And we're serving beer there. This is, in fact, this is one of the beers we're serving.
It's a different bottle. What is this?
It is. So... This is the Chimay Trappist Ale, the Grand Reserve. It's one of the premier beers in the world, actually.
That is good.
Yeah. It's a Trappist Ale, so that means it's brewed in Belgium at the monastery, and it's brewed at the monastery. It's used to support the monastery or, you know, any of their charitable efforts. But yeah, it's one of the premier beers in the world, and we have probably... Like the beer list at the bookseller, we've got wine too, but the beer list I curated is a lot of like really world renowned beers. So like we have the Westmalle Triple, we have the Chimay, we have a
Blatz.
Duvel from Blatz, yeah, Old Milwaukee.
Old Milwaukee.
We have a Polish lager. We have the oldest Hefeweizen in the world.
Wow.
And then we, of course, have some Knuth brews. So we have the Blue Eyed Blonde, of course, the Red House Amber Ale, the Coffee Stout, and an IPA. And then we've got some great wines. Our two house wines, we found this cool winery. And the title of the winery is Unknown Author. So
very cool.
So, yeah. New books, used books.
So how did you get the connections to get all of this stuff from around the world?
Well, it's working with different suppliers and distributors, yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. This has like a sweet yet bitterness to it, yet
yeah,
smooth.
Yeah, so this started out as a Christmas beer, and then it became so popular, they just kept doing it all year round.
I'm going to guess 9%?
Yeah, I think it's like 9.5 or something.
Ah,
yeah.
See,
yep, you're right there.
Yeah. I read about it in a book. So are you doing like, now that you're doing some beers and stuff over there, high-end beers, is there like reading areas too where people can hang out
a
little bit?
There's a little bar actually.
Oh, okay.
You can just belly up with your book.
I'd be disappointed if there wasn't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's
definitely one of your establishments.
There's some seating area. There's a nice kids corner. So moms can bring the kids down, get the glass of wine, throw them in the corner.
Sure. Very cool.
Yeah.
You have one of those little roller coaster things with the beads on it for
them? We don't have that. I'll have to look into that.
Very cool. So, yeah, how is Blossom and Hops doing? You mentioned
good.
A wedding this weekend.
Yeah, we got a wedding this weekend. And we're still taking bookings. We've been getting a lot of bookings for 2026. The calendar is starting to fill up, but we still got some openings. So if anybody's interested, I know, like, you know, you got engaged a couple weeks ago. This is kind of, we're moving into the engagement time.
You know, I heard on Tesh the other night, just driving home, fall is the time when people make some of their biggest life changes because of the seasonal change.
Sure.
And the, you know, getting ready for winter, getting darker sooner. You're depressed, you're drinking more, you probably make bad decisions. So
speaking of seasonal changes and time changes, are you a fan of the daylight savings time? Or
to me, it doesn't really matter. I'll say this. It's a pain to get home and get stuff done if you have things to do outside.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't really mind it.
Yeah, I don't love it, but I do like, I usually get up early in the morning. So it is nice that it's a little earlier daylight. It's not fun going home at 4 o'clock and no, being dark. No. But
the other day up in the Wautoma office, I walked into the walked into the studio at about, I don't know, it had to have been 11:30, and the light was already shining through the side windows that face south.
Yeah,
kind of like a late afternoon, like a late sun in the summer. Yeah. And I'm like,
it's not even noon yet.
It's not even lunch. This feels late.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then you know, holiday shopping. I'm surprised. I always thought I haven't done much shopping, as you probably know, sure, until I met Holly. But
yeah,
I always thought
you're a Fleet Farm guy, right?
Exactly.
If you can't find it at Fleet Farm, you don't need it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or Menards.
Or Menards.
But the thing was, like, I always thought that obviously candy is a big sale after Halloween, right?
Yeah.
But I see a lot of 50% off Halloween and Christmas items even before, and this is before Halloween happened, before the actual holiday.
Isn't it weird? Yeah.
I always thought that was after.
That's what I thought.
Which leads me into my next thing. We went to Hobby Lobby the other night.
Oh.
5 foot wooden snowman. Only $25.
Did you buy it?
Of course I did.
Of course.
It's in the window.
Are you, is that your first time?
At Hobby Lobby?
Yeah.
No, I've been through there.
You've been there?
Yeah, I like Hobby Lobby, Home Goods, TJ Maxx. They're kind of fun to go through.
They are kind of fun, yeah. My wife has taken me there a couple times, and I will say it is kind of fun.
How many of these 9%ers do you have before you go?
Well,
they sneak a couple in the garage.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes it more enjoyable.
You gotta work up to it, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Then you get two snowmen.
Yeah.
Any live entertainment coming up?
Yeah, we've got Mark Wayne next Saturday, and Mark plays the steel guitar. He's a country singer.
Very cool.
And he's a very accomplished musician. So he's coming next Saturday.
So is strictly steel guitar music, or does he have music and then accompanies it with
So he's got, it's steel guitar, and then he's got some other, like some other company. Yeah. He's a solo guy, but yeah, I think he plays the drums, and then he's got like some other stuff set up.
Very cool.
And I actually, now I say it's not next Saturday, it's the following Saturday.
Saturday of Deer Camp. So
I think the 22nd, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, and then we have, I should mention, we're doing for all the non-hunters out there, Friday, the 21st, we are doing a beer and pairing dinner with our pizza and beer. And we have a lady coming in, and she studied in France and has been to Italy. And so she is going to kind of present it. I'll be involved too, but she's really into like tasting notes and like pairing different stuff. So she took all of our beers and all of our pizzas and then selected what pairs best. And so that's Friday night. It's a ticketed event, but if you go on our website or give us a call, we can direct you.
Boy.
We still got a few slots open.
How'd she get a job like that? That seems pretty nice.
It's a pretty good gig, right?
Goes
it's almost
good
as
that.
Good as being a brewer or a radio DJ.
Kind of. You never know. All right, Dave, contact info.
748-5188. Check out the Knuth Bookseller. I want to wish my lovely bride, congratulations. I'm very proud of her. She did a great job, so check it out.
And it's right across the street
from
the brewery.
Right across the street from the brewery.